So, I know you're probably asking yourself, what is this podcast about? You know, what's the point of it? What is its purpose? Or you probably just clicked it on accident. I don't know. But there might be a reason why you clicked it. Probably meant to. Probably were meant to. Or not. What I do know is it's 1:15 a.m. I don't know what I'm doing. I just got this app. So, hey, talk to myself anyway, right? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's more out there, that more people out there that talk to themselves. I just speak whatever's on my mind. And if anyone wants to listen to this podcast, I'm okay with that. So, I don't know if I sound experienced or not. That doesn't really matter. I don't really care about that. What I do care about is, how are you? How are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Are you okay? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you mad? What's up? What is it? Is something bothering you? Is something you making you excited? Are you excited? Are you angry? Are you depressed? Whatever it may be, it's alright. Anywhere you are, wherever you go, you have a safe zone. That's called your heart. And that's alright. And that's okay. We all have a safe zone. You know what I mean? Because of it, I can say that even though it may seem that you're alone, or maybe you're too upfront with people, or you talk too much, whatever the case may be, it's okay. You're not alone. You do have people you could trust. The only difference is between everybody else is how to limit your expectation. Don't go too high, don't go too low. It's like a betting game. It's like an investment of time, not money. That's something that money cannot buy. And that's important to know. Because if you don't, it might be too late. Now, do I care for people who spend their time listening to my podcast? That depends on who you ask. You clicked it by accident. Hey, whose fault is that? No, maybe it was your destiny. And I'm going to be honest about this for a sec. I will say that I don't believe in free will. I do believe in God, but I don't believe in free will. Because free will, I feel like it's just something that we think is possible. You want to be a doctor? Go ahead, be a doctor, right? But it takes certain skills, certain talents, certain natural things that occur. The way your life is set up, the things that you know, the things that you easily learn. You know what I mean? Things like that. For example, me. I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to do engineering. That required a lot of math. I failed math I've been failing math ever since I was in sixth grade. Ever since I started middle school, and now I'm in college. And I failed that year too, so I've been failing straight down. But, you know, there's an upside to it. It shows that that's not your specialty. That no matter how hard you try, it's okay to fail. You can get better at it, yes, of course. You can get better. I'm not saying you can't. You can improve. But you'll never be as good as the next person who's actually destined to be within that. Or it just might be emotional. You just might not feel happy about it. There's a big difference between being happy and making money, right? We all know that. It's a basic form of life. It's a basic controversy. Either you do what you want to do, or you do whatever makes you happy. People get lucky, though. They do what they love, and they get paid for it. They get tons of money. Maybe not all of us are destined to have it. I'm sure we're all destined to have happiness, but not the way that we think we should. So, that's why I don't believe in free will. But there's always an upside to everything you see. What's the upside of death? You might ask. Well, for one, we don't have to worry about anyone pronouncing your name. Maybe, you know, no more bills to pay. You'll know what happens after death, only when you die. But, okay. The reason why this podcast was created was to spread a message. A purpose, right? Everything has a purpose. My purpose for this podcast was to tell people they're not alone, that it's okay to be different, to not be depressed. I know it sounds difficult. I know it sounds stupid the way I said it. Not be depressed. That's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is to know that being depressed is okay. And that there is always hope no matter where you go. And that whatever happens, happens. You fall, you get up, you pick yourself up though. You can't let other people do that for you. Stand up for yourself. Always say the truth. Say the truth. So that way. You say the truth so that way you don't have to remember the lies. So you won't have to keep track. Because in your memory it's already embedded in it. Because it actually happened. Keep that in mind. If you say the truth, you have nothing to remember. Because it's the truth. You'll be like, oh, you know, what's up? They ask you this, this, and this happened? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the answers because you experienced it. You were there. You don't have to say, oh, no, yes, no, you know, stuff like that. It looks good on you because it's true. Also, another thing. Whatever tough time you're going through, it's okay. Or you have something that you're excited about, that's great. Even better, right? Just don't overthink it. Anything. Good or bad, don't overthink it. Don't get your bar too high. Don't set yourself too low. Stay where it's at. Stay within the boundary of that reality. Because reality is the only thing that keeps us moving around. Philosophy. The things we talk about within that concept, they never work out. For the best, for the worst, whatever you want to say. But that's all I wanted to say. If you guys ever listen to it, I'm fine with it. If you don't. You made it this far, might as well just listen to the whole recording, right? Well, thanks, guys. Have a good night.